Hello, everybody. I'm Brian.
And I'm Brian.
And this is Brian versus Brian. One name, two opinions, one film. That's how we do it. This week, Johnny Mnemonic. All right?
Yeah. Classic.
1995. I guess this is an action movie.
Yeah.
Sci-fi quotes. Action, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is directed by Robert Longo in his feature directorial debut. I think his only feature directed, if I'm correct.
Some young guy.
Directed by some young guy. He directed also an episode of Tales from the Crypt.
Okay.
He's got that going for him.
Yeah.
But I guess he's an artist. He paints and shit. And I guess this is a, I don't know, this is a story? And
I saw that
make
in the
it into a movie.
Short story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Music by Brad Fidel.
The story is arguably the only. Well, yeah, we'll get into it. But the story is actually pretty cool.
Yeah, it was supposed to be a little indie, kind of weird picture, which you could tell from the story.
Yeah.
But Speed had just blown up. And so who made this? TriStar threw a bunch of money at it to put Keanu in it and make it a blockbuster instead of the indie it was supposed to be. So the director says he was shoehorned in with all these ideas he had to incorporate and action and actors. We got Dolph Lundgren.
Oh, yeah.
We got Takeshi Kitano, Ice-T. We got frickin' Henry Rollins. As a doctor, yeah, there's a stretch.
Yeah,
let's spread those acting chops. Yeah. So yeah, May 26, 1995, budget of $26 million, box office of $52.3 million. That's not too shabby.
Yeah.
You know, more than I would expect.
I mean, we saw it in theater. I remember seeing this in theaters. So yeah, had a nice little turnout. Yeah.
Okay. In 2022, a black and white edition of the film titled Johnny Mnemonic in Black and White was released, which Longo characterized as closer to his original vision.
Sure.
How's the color going to do anything? Now this is the type of film I was trying to make here. See? The black and white, see? All this color. It's so gaudy.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah, closer to my vision. Yeah, all right.
Just remove the color out of your vision.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So, fuck, man. We start off. I don't remember,
dude. That title sequence was one of the worst exposition dumps. I was just like, I've even seen this movie.
Yeah.
I'm just like, what the fuck is going on? It was just
with the light creeping in through the letters. They got a big old paragraph and a half for you to read. I thought it was over. Kept going.
Yep.
Another paragraph. the effect on the light was cool. Almost like a Superman type thing. It's like
totally.
But it made it really distracting and hard to read. basically, there's corporations have taken over. It's the age of technology. Everyone's augmented and. It's basically cyberpunk. They all got implants and all this weird shit, and they play with computers with little wires that come out of their arms and shit.
And I guess the idea that there are people that exist that have these
information
hard drives in the back of their head, and they are couriers that, you know, transport secret information, and you know the Yakuza is hired to hunt these couriers down. Yeah, that's basically the gist.
Yeah, what did it say? It said like data has become the number one commodity.
Yeah.
Especially when people don't want you to know.
Yeah.
So there are transporters. Is that what they called them? Did they have a term for them?
Mnemonics. Mnemonics is what they're called.
Oh, is that okay?
Yeah,
I don't remember him saying that word in the movie. I thought they were gonna bang us over the head with it. Listen, mnemonic. but yeah, they hide the info in their brain hard drive, And then they, dump it for people. So Johnny, what the fuck was he trying to? He's talking to someone. He's talking to that guy from Ace Ventura. That's I know this guy from the rich guy, Mr. Ventura. But anyways, he's in all sorts of shit. He's always a creepy guy, like on a phone or something, right? He's
Totally.
always like sitting somewhere giving you exposition for the film. Calling that guy. So he's on the phone with him. They know each other, I guess.
He
I
has
don't
like a
know how.
handler, I guess.
Something
He
like that.
gets
Yeah, he gets
Johnny
him
gigs.
jobs. And Johnny's talking to him about getting his implant out, I think, from his brain. And he's like, "Yes, we're working on that." And he said, "Oh, now you said 800,000 would get it done. Well, the price has changed to 1.5 million. Unless you don't want to keep your memories, then of course they could probably lower the price. No, I want it all back. I want total recall." Yeah, and let me just say, I didn't. That's exactly how the scene plays out. Everyone is terrible in this
Oh,
movie.
yes.
Everyone,
100%.
every person.
Except for maybe Lundgren. Lundgren is bad, but at least
Oh no,
he's having a blast.
I thought he's so bad.
He's having a blast.
Jesus,
So good.
who must I kill for the faith? Anyways, we'll get to that. He wants it out of his head. Guy tells him, "Well, one more job, we should have enough money to do it. If it's a rich job." And I don't remember how does he talk about this new job. I don't remember him giving him the new job.
I think he does
He
gives
must
him the
have.
coordinates of where he's supposed to go, which is Beijing. I don't know where he's at in the beginning of the movie, but the meeting he's supposed to attend is in Beijing. So he flies to go to this meeting because this is the one meeting, gets enough money to get what he needs, one last job kind of thing. Gets to Beijing and it's a hotel, and there's like a protest happening outside that we have no context for. At least I don't remember having context for, but okay.
It's China. It's always happening. Whatever.
It's like, all right. So he gets to this room where the meeting is, and there are these two kind of nerdy scientist guys, and then there's also a group that are like, I guess, hired bodyguards with machine guns.
Get a little freeze air.
And yeah, their whole thing, they work for Pharmatech, I think is what they're called. And they're trying to offload a bunch of information into Johnny.
All that kind of froze.
Oh shit, I'm having
Yeah.
problems. Yeah. My
But
bad.
they show up there and there's the Asian scientists and a
Yeah.
couple Asians with them. Lots of Asians all over the place. I mean, right now we're in Beijing, but throughout the movie, the
Oh yeah,
Yakuzas,
this
all
feels like
sorts
a
of.
live action anime in a lot of
Yeah, it
ways.
does,
Yeah.
doesn't it? And the main character has to be white, of course. So it's like, it's typical anime. Like, ooh, come on, white man. Yeah, and he knocks on the door. Oh yeah, he has to upgrade his hard drive. And apparently you can double the size of a hard drive by sticking a wire in it. You know, not that a hard drive is a physical media, which it is. It's not, you can't be expanded by software. It's you got to go in there, man. You got to go in there. You got to implant a new chip. So he upgrades it. And I like it's like the Matrix, but it's like a what do they call that? The aux. That's the computer interface. Just a tiny little aux, 3.5 millimeter. Bring all the info you need. You can't transfer 360 gigs across an aux cord. You'd be here for hours. Are you kidding? We're not stupid. You
my God.
can barely transfer 24-bit music through that goddamn cord. You're gonna lose all the quality of the audio.
You can release Thunderbolt. Come on.
Yeah. So he upgrades from 80 gigs to 160 gigs, right? And I was thinking when they said 80 gigs, I'm like, well, that's quite a bit for 1995. Like, what the fuck are you gonna find that's gonna be 80 gigs in 1995, dude? Video games are like fucking 100 megabytes, 200 megabytes. You got plenty of room. So yeah, he upgrades that. Then the guy tells him, Oh no, he gets there and the Chinese guys are like, "Yes, well, so you're Johnny?" "Yeah." "What's wrong?" He's looking around the room. "You don't look like the normal people I work for." Okay, moving on.
Anyways.
Just, there's just like these weird pauses for him to say things that don't need to be said, you know?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, then he slaps something on the door. "What is that?" "Motion sensor." I was like, okay. So they're talking to him, and like, it's very important that you have the capacity for this data. It's th what did he say? How much did they have for him?
320 gigs, I think. 360, something like
320.
that.
And like, overloading your hard drive can kill you. And he knows that. And he's just like, "Yes, it's fine. I have the room. I upgraded my space." And they're like, "Okay." And they download him. Don't they have to put the thing over his eyes when they download to him?
Yeah, he opens up his briefcase and then puts the basically what looks like an Apple Pro Vision,
Yeah.
which they got that. I mean, that's pretty spot on for what we're using now, but at least
Yeah.
aesthetically. And then yeah, so they start to upload, and then there's like a weird thing he has to do. It's like maybe a form of protection where he, what is
Oh
it?
yeah.
He tells him to like flip the channel 3 times,
Yeah,
and
all these things have to go perfectly. When it counts down to zero, flip the channel three times in succession to three different channels. It will imprint the image from the television, and that will become the three-part code. You will need this. Print this. Fax that to Newark. Fax it. We can hold computers in our brains, and we're faxing shit. We're faxing shit. Okay. Just fax it.
ridiculous.
Fax and faxing. Yeah, don't email it. Fax it. Email was alive in 1995. It might have been very, like, only the upper echelon knew about it, but it was around. Shit, if you work in movies, you probably know about it. They didn't want to freak people out. Email that to Newark. What the fuck is email? Gosh! What the fuck is a mnemonic? Yeah, and it's like one's a cartoon, and then there's two other images. I don't know. And they're like printing it off on like a Game Boy printer. It's like a little silver, like a photo, like a Polaroid printer. And then they're gonna fax that picture to them, and then destroy the picture. Oh yeah, I like how everything, like, they got the disc, and the disc reader doesn't even fit the disc. It only clips onto it and has to be plugged in all these other things. And they're like, destroy the disc. They grab it with tweezers, put it in a little Bunsen burner. Psst, yeah, fuck that disc. Other things, they. Oh yeah, well, the Yakuza finds him. I don't know how. But finds him, breaks or starts walking down the hallway. Then the motion sensor on the inside of the door is like, dee, 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 dee. And you would think that would alert the Yakuza to people. But anyways, Johnny, what does he do? He just hides, doesn't he?
Yeah, he goes to the bathroom because he has a freak out. Because again,
Oh
he's
yeah,
downloaded twice as much capacity as he
yeah.
has. So he's kind of like freaking out in the bathroom, getting a bloody nose. He does some like weird stretchy thing to calm himself down. And then while he's
Oh,
in
yeah, some
there,
Tai
that's when the,
Chi.
yeah, some, yeah, I don't know what he was doing. And that's when the Yakuza shows up.
Yeah, the Yakuza show up, kick
And
the fucking
one
door
of the
down.
coolest ideas of the movie is
Oh yeah, that
one of
was
them is
cool.
outside the door
Yeah.
and he has this like little ring on his finger and you're like, what the fuck? And he pulls out, there's almost like a
Frozen.
lightsaber but like a whip and he like it's pretty cool. Oh shit, god damn.
Yeah, it's okay. He got a little jumpy, got a little frozy. Yeah, he has a ring thing that is it's a lightsaber garrote wire that he can pull out, and it just cuts through anything. And they don't use it enough. They
No,
use
they do
it,
not.
but not enough, man. That's cool. Like, cuts. And then when they do use it, they like cut a dude's head off, and they kind of are far away, and you can't tell that well. Or when they cut the Ace Ventura guy like in half, they cut slices of him. They just do a hard close up on the slices like sliding off of each other instead of seeing the body and the. I was like, what are you doing? But yeah, that was cool. And he, like, I don't know, he like makes a ring out of it and then like cuts a hole in the door where the door handles are so they can just push it open. And they start shooting everybody. And these Yakuza are fucking crazy, man. They're like a fucking motorcycle with a seat off, man. They'll get in your ass. They got big guns that make no sense. Giant guns that shoot little bullets. Did you notice that? The barrels the guns are very small. The guns are very big. And they're just like, toot, toot, toot. And they don't make a lot of noise. They're toot, toot, toot. And like people are surviving. Like the one Asian guy has like been shot a lot and he's on the ground and he kind of looks up at him like, ugh, ugh. And the guy's like, a couple more. And then he's like, ow, ow, ow. What do you got? Are you shooting little bits of carrot and peas? What is this? Weird ass guns. Yeah. And they're like, where is the data? And then the guy's trying to like smuggle the picture, the code, I think, and he like garrote wires his hand and chops his fingers off. Where's the data going? Newark!
Newark.
Newark. Ah, yes, Newark.
Oh my god.
And then he talks to his boss, Asian guy, throughout the movie that gives him information, and like we don't know much about him. Kind of, I don't know. It's like a Weyland Yutani situation, giant corporation, I guess. I think we find out that the information is carrying is a cure for a disease that we don't care about and was mentioned kind of once.
Yeah, NAS.
And all it did was make this chick's hand shake. She's a bodyguard. Let's get into that. I don't know. Yeah, their bodyguards are like attractive women in this, and they're all augmented. And she's like, "I'm the fastest bodyguard. Mm-hmm. I should be your bodyguard. Hold out your hand." What? Hold it. She holds out her hand, and she's like, "What does this prove? I'm the fastest. Just hold your hand." And then she starts shaking, and one of the chicks is like, "Oh, look at her. What's the matter? You little hopped up? Somebody jacked up your implants, girl." And they're making fun of her. And she has, what was it called? NAS? Something.
I don't remember what it stands for.
Neural acute syndrome or something? I don't know. Happens from implants? I don't know. Makes you shake and then I guess you die?
Yeah, I think
so. It sounds like it's deadly, but she didn't seem like she was dying from it.
No.
But the way they said, "Oh, there's a cure, like we need it so bad," I don't know. But anyway, she's carrying the cure. And Henry Rollins is like a implant doctor.
Yeah, he's like the what do they call it in Cyberpunk's 2077?
I was trying to remember right then. That's why it took me so long. Yeah, a ripper. He's a ripper. A
ripper? Yeah.
Yeah, and he is terrible.
He is awful. Yeah.
Yeah, the first time you see him, "Listen, you can't do it. I used to be a doctor. Let me help you. I can help you." And he's just so stiff and fucking... He does, like, visually and his voice sound a lot like the Ripper from 2077. I think they stole some of that.
Like, oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah, and he's just terrible.
Well, I like when he's
"Listen to me, I'm a doctor.
What's wrong with her?" And he's like, "It's this. It's the fucking microwaves. It's the TV." Just like, goddamn, dude.
Yeah. "The implant isn't your problem. It's this. It's this. It's this." They took us into a golden age of technology, but we didn't bother asking what the price was going to be, did we? He's just fucking terrible, dude. Oh, my God.
Oh, shit.
So Johnny's on a journey to bring this information to Newark, hotel room.
To get it extracted,
But he doesn't even have the code to get it out. So we'll see when we get there. Along his journey, the Yakuza attack him a couple times. This is really not anything in this movie, but a little bit of flash here and there, a couple cool props of, like, techno computers.
Yeah.
Couple words about computers. "I need the 00 secret infusion device. I need two translator whippers. I need three." Yeah. And she just knows, pulling his shit off.
He says, "I need a Thompson iPhone." I thought that was kind of cool. I was like, "Oh,
yeah, iPhone," which is the video phone.
Yeah.
Weird.
I thought that was kind of cool. And his
Yeah, I did
Nintendo
catch that
glove
too.
hands, that was pretty fun.
Yeah. Yeah, so he meets up with Ice-T along the way. Ice-T is like a fucking guy who's against tech and lives on top of a broken bridge or some shit. And
Low tech.
yeah, he's just hanging out one time when Johnny's like in a fight in a building, and the guy comes out after Johnny runs away, and his little buddy on the cliff, or I don't know, they're like on a fucking scaffolding. I don't know what the fuck they're doing up there, but it's part of the building. It's made of brick, and he steps on something, and a brick falls down, and the guy goes, "Ah, bruh, bruh, bruh." Shoots that guy. They make sure to show you he got shot like in the neck right here, like under his chin. He falls down. Guy's like kind of looking at his body, and then Ice-T just he has a rope. I don't know. "Hey man, you shouldn't have killed my friend. I don't appreciate it." You know, Ice-T. Anyways, I Ice-T helps Johnny throughout the movie later. I don't know why. Yeah,
Yeah, none
Johnny's
of this.
making his way to Newark, and he's just fighting people along the way and helping the chick bodyguard, and eventually he has to help her. What was the point of them doing all that shit in the computer place? What was he doing?
He was
He was
trying to
trying to get it
figure
out?
out who was supposed to meet, because I don't think they gave him that information.
No.
So he was trying to go through the database of like phone calls and fax records from the hotel of that night. And so he finds out that it's, I don't even remember what the fuck he found
Yeah.
out, to be honest. Someplace, some doctor named Dr. Holiday, not Holiday, it was something. But that ends up turning out to be a collection of doctors, one of which being Henry Rollins. Cool.
Yeah. A couple shootouts at random ass places. They have one battle up on the bridge, which is like they just show the bridge as a set, and then they take you in, and you can't tell you're on a bridge. It's just like a it's like a weird, I don't know, reminds me of the Shredder's like
Hideout or
fun
whatever.
hideout with the games and shit. It's just dark and weird, and yeah.
Or even just the underground from Demolition Man with Dennis Leary. It
Yeah.
kind of has that same kind
Yeah.
of vibe.
Yeah. A lot of this has Demo Man vibe to it.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, then somebody hires Dolph Lundgren to kill him, to find him. He's a priest, and apparently in this kind of world, priests are killers, hired killers. Like
Or
he's
at
in
least
it.
he
Oh,
is.
he's got
It's unclear if all priests are
I
officials
kind of
have
got the
them.
vibe that that's just what priests were. That's the
Oh my God.
like, who is sinning today? He has this like Andre the Giant delivery of his lines in this. Whoa. Anyways, he's like, "Who does Christ need to kick? Or who do I need to send back to Jesus?" And he lifts this cross. And then the cross turns out to be a giant Rambo knife on the bottom. Yeah, and he's like, "I will gladly kill him."
So good.
Jesus needs more souls. Yeah, and he goes out trying to hunt him down, and
He just randomly
he's
shows
killing
up
everybody
throughout
but Johnny. He's showing up
the
places and stabbing people and
movie.
going nuts. And then Johnny reaches, I don't know, this place. Oh, it's the non-tech guys, right? And they're like, "We gotta pull this shit out of your head or something. Trust me, we're gonna get the cure out with
They're
this
at
dolphin."
the We're at the
Forget.
hospital, and we still don't, at this point, we don't know what's in his head. And so Henry Rollins does whatever the hell he does. Then we find out he has a cure, and then Lundgren shows up and, starts killing people. And before he kills Henry Rollins, Rollins is like, "Take him to see Jonesy or Jones." So Johnny runs off with the chick, and then, goes to the low tech hideout base in the bridge. And that's where the fucking. They bring him to
Yeah,
meet Jones.
there's a dolphin in a tank, and it's got fucking techno shit on it. It's got a helmet on, like it's got LEDs and shit. It's got fucking little,
My
it's got
God.
something on the top, and they're like, "Yeah, he can read brainwaves.
Some connect shit. To satellites.
And then that fucking... a little box like pops out the top of his gear on his head, and then it's like he's acknowledging. Oh my god. We need a dolphin.
So good.
I don't know if it's a real dolphin. It looked like a real dolphin.
It looked like a real dolphin, yeah.
And I was like, why would you do this to a dolphin just to have this scene in this movie? Like, it makes no sense. Dolphin with fucking computer headgear, it makes no sense. It's like a, I don't know, it's like a corn dog without a stick, dude. It don't make any fucking sense. what are you doing? It doesn't make any sense.
Oh, my God.
But yeah, the dolphin starts reading his fucking mind. And then he's like, he says, relax, Johnny.
Oh, my God. Yeah, because what did he say? The Jones is a fish? It's a mammal.
Don't worry, he's done this dozens of times, Johnny.
Oh, God.
he's almost done it without killing someone, too. We're so close on the last trial.
Oh, shit.
Some say he's going to regain full... you know, use of his legs, so that's good. and then nothing happens. They don't download it, right? Or did they? I thought he just sees, like, the chick.
They were going to, and then the Yakuza guys...
Oh, Yakuza shoots the dolphin. Try downloading that without your dolphin!
But what's even funny is after they get the power back on and they hook him back up, then we get this long Lawnmower Man-esque CGI where Johnny's inside the mainframe where his brain...
Oh, God, yeah.
And, like, the stick man looks like an N64 guy. It was pretty bad. There's, like, a dolphin that rides rides in. I was like, what the fuck?
Who are you? I'm the dolphin, Johnny. Get on! They're riding through the internet. To Newark! I don't even remember. Yakuza comes in. I don't know. Johnny kills him. Somehow.
They're
hanging from a fucking rope. And like he like looks at his little ring finger garrote wire. And the Asian's like, don't you dare try and touch my garrote wire! And then they're both struggling to get the garrote wire. And then Johnny just cuts the guy's head off. And then they have him fall... But also, like, car falls or something. A shipping container falls. So you can't see the guy's head floating. You can kind of see his body. I'm like, why are you ruining all the cool shots of using this wire? Why did we have to have a shipping container fall? Makes no sense. But anyways, they download the shit, I guess. I don't even remember that part. I don't remember them getting it out of his head. It's just so boring and dumb. Yeah, and then they get it. Yeah, they get it. They get it out and they cure it. I don't know. And then it just kind of ends.
Yeah. It just ends. Yeah.
Yeah, and then it hits us with some credits and a score by Fidel. Definitely not Terminator strength at all. But yeah, that's what we got.
There is a weird moment, and I don't understand at all, but. After Keanu is freed, they're all kind of hanging out, and they're standing on the edge of this bridge, and they're looking out onto Newark. And it's kind of like you're waiting for the movie to end there. And then we cut back to Dolph Lundgren's charred body, because Dolph Lundgren shows up at one point, whatever, and all of a sudden his fingers start to lift, and his head starts to lift, his charred body, and then the chick turns around and looks, and then Ice-T turns around, and he's like, oh, don't worry, that's just garbage. And then you cut back to a wide shot, and it's just the body being lifted by, like, I don't know, strings or something. And then they just toss that charred body over, and then the movie ends. And I was like, why didn't you just end it when they're staring off into the distance?
And on the third day, he rose. I'm surprised they didn't say something like that.
What was the point of that?
Yeah, it makes no sense. Don't try to make sense of it. You're going to hurt yourself.
Oh, and then there's this subplot of, like, the white chick. And
yeah, who's like
all
the
these
leader
things. It was just like,
of she's a leader of the company that invented the cure, but then she died, and now she's alive in the mainframe, but they've been trying to delete her because she wants to do good things with it. I don't know, man. That didn't really go anywhere, did it? Like, all throughout the movie, once in a while, I think it's three times, Johnny, who the fuck is that? Oh, dude, I forgot about that line. He's, like, mad and giving his fucking stupid Keanu Reeves, I'm mad. And he's like, I want room service! And I was like, what? What the fuck is he I want a $10,000 a night hooker! I was like, what are you talking about, dude?
Oh, my God.
He doesn't seem like that's what he wants. I thought you wanted this shit out of your head. I want room service, goddammit.
I forgot about that.
That had to be stated. The most ridiculous line in the whole movie. To be angry about this info. I mean, all I want is room service. Anyways, everyone was terrible. Didn't like it. The acting was terrible. Henry Rollins was easily the worst. Get out of acting, sir. Don't do it. Plot was bad. Story was interesting, but the movie was not. All of it. It's a 4.6. No thanks.
Sorry. This movie is hilarious. It's awful. I have a little bit of connection to it because I grew up on it. I used to watch it a lot when I was a kid. But yeah, it's objectively a pretty garbage movie. I do like the story. I think the concept's really cool. It's just poorly executed. I like the idea of like people holding on to important information and people hunting them down. And the thing that you have is shit. Anyways, 4.5 if I'm back. We'll cut it short.
All right. 4.5. 4.6. We're right there. Sorry we got a little jumpy episode. Hopefully it comes out legible.
Yeah.
Or maybe it'll come out like Johnny Mnemonic and you don't know what the fuck's happening. All of a sudden we're not buffering and I'm like, I want room service and a hooker. And then you're like, what the fuck are these guys talking about? Anyways, it's like the film. We're always here every week, YouTube. Please come join us. Please like and subscribe, hang out. Also Spotify and Apple Music, if that's how you do your podcast. We don't care how you do them, man. As long as you come do them with us once in a while, we'd appreciate it. Come hang out. And couldn't do it without you, and we appreciate you and love to have you. So until the next Peace.
Peace.